here's a story from The World.
In 1992, a Hindu mob tore down a mosque in northern India. Hindus claimed it was built where their deity, Lord Ram, was born. Riots spread across the Indian subcontinent, and thousands of people were killed. 30 years later, another mosque in northern India is the focus of Hindu revisionists. They say the structures were seized from Hindus centuries ago. Reporter Sushmita Pathak has been watching how ancient monuments have now become a focus in India's Hindu nationalist politics.
In the city of Varanasi in northern India, the white domes and minarets of the Gyanvapi Mosque rise above an intricate patchwork of alleys. The mosque was built by a Muslim emperor in the late 17th century after demolishing a Hindu temple that used to stand there. Some Hindus believe the time has come to take back what they say is their holy site. They scored a victory last May when India's Supreme Court ordered a video survey of the mosque to look for Hindu idols. Surveyors found a stone shaft that the Hindu side says is a symbol of their god, Lord Shiva. The discovery has sparked a frenzy of demands from Hindu groups, including banning Muslims from praying at the site. It has made the Gyanvapi Mosque a religious flashpoint, much like the Babri Mosque that was demolished by a Hindu mob decades ago. There are fears that the violence that erupted back then could erupt again. Vishnu Gupta is the leader of a Hindu nationalist group called the Hindu Sena. He says if the legal route doesn't work out, there are other ways to get the temple back.
Hindus are not weak. We will snatch what is rightfully ours. We can do anything to bring justice to our God.
In recent years, several temple mosque disputes have come up. Vimal Valapil, who runs a website called Reclaim Temples, has a whole section dedicated to what he calls temples under Islamic occupation.
A lot of devout Hindus feel that these Hindu deities, they are lying captured. They want these sites to be liberated. This is a historical injustice which needs to be rectified.
Like many Hindus, Valapil believes that when the Mughals, who were Central Asian Muslim rulers, arrived in India in the 16th century, they went on a rampage to destroy Hindu temples. Historian Michael Dodson at Indiana University in Bloomington says it's true that the Mughals destroyed temples, but warns against oversimplifying the narrative.
There is a dominant narrative about this period of time, which is that the Mughals were iconoclasts. They were hostile to Hindus and were active in temple destruction.
Dodson says it was part of the British policy to divide and rule, pitting Hindus against Muslims to keep them from joining forces to overthrow the British. He says the Mughals were actually predominantly tolerant.
They were Muslims, of course, but they had large numbers of Hindus in their military, in their nobility, in their government.
There's also no evidence, says Dodson, that the destruction of the temple in Varanasi was motivated by animosity toward Hindus per se. Demolishing significant structures of your political enemies was common at the time and was not limited to the Mughals, he says.
The destruction of the temple is not an anti-Hindu act, but rather an act of demonstrating one's political power.
Dodson says even the present-day Gyanvapi dispute is perhaps not about faith at all.
I think the reason it's coming up now in particular is just simply a microcosm of what's going on generally, which is, you know, marginalization of religious minorities in almost all realms.
Soumya Saxena is a researcher of legal history and politics at the University of Cambridge. She says the Gyanvapi dispute is in line with the rise of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's ruling party and its Hindu nationalism, which sees India as a Hindu country, not a secular state. As the Gyanvapi Mosque sparks a nationwide debate, locals in Varanasi believe the dispute is being overblown. Vishal Mehrotra runs a sari shop close to the mosque and remembers flying kites near it as a kid. He says Hindus and Muslims in Varanasi know better than to let old disputes create a rift between them. In Varanasi, Hindus and Muslims share an interdependent relationship, Mehrotra says. Neither can prosper without the other. While national groups use the mosque debate for their own ends, he doesn't think it has led to hard feelings between local Hindus and Muslims. And he hopes it never does. For The World, I'm Sushmita Pathak.